Right now, though, one of the things that has really been cool over the last few days with the winter meetings going on and the great game of baseball down in Orlando is all the stuff that has come our way out of those. If you follow this stuff, then you are besieged constantly with an onslaught of rumor, innuendo, thought, data, like you've never seen before out of these things. It used to be back in the day, the winter meetings would go on, seem like a bunch of guys gathered in some remote outpost far, far away from here, and if you were interested in it, you'd really look forward to the next morning when the paper showed up so you could find out what had happened the next day. That is not the case now. And the reason it's not the case is because of the advent of Twitter. Twitter is a way to essentially go rumor by rumor.
What's that?
And Gina Miller poses this question on Twitter. Do you like the rumor by rumor accounts of stuff, or would you rather know when something is done?
I know the answer to that.
What?
Everyone likes the rumor by rumor account of stuff.
Yes. Yes.
That feeds our love of drama. That feeds our roller coaster ride. It's pleasing to us.
Right.
To go on that ride.
And I see stuff on there. And I know it's not fact, but that's good enough for me. A lot of the time, it's worth talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Gina Miller, huh?
Gina Miller is the way you pronounce it.
Right.
Think she's doing it right now? She just got married, right?
No, I don't think she is.
You don't think she's enthralled in passion right now?
Right at this moment?
Right now.
I don't think so.
And you are Gina?
Gina.
I know I would. If I was married to her right now,
Well,
who'd she marry? Do we know him?
Some old beep.
Whoa.
Some old
I don't know how old he is, but he's rich. She got rich. She got richer at that position.
Always very smart for women to do that.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, you know what? And I have no problem with that bargain of the genders here. The man marries for looks, and the woman marries for security. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all, especially if it's understood right at the very beginning. Yeah. Look, you're old and crusty, but you have a lot of money, and I love you because
I
love that money. And if I'm okay with that
crust right off.
Bring it on. That's what I'm saying. Peel the crust, and let's make a sandwich.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So anyway, who's Gina Miller sleeping with? Her husband?
Like at this very moment right now.
Well, that's what I heard reported on the ticket just a few moments
ago. All right, will you tweet that, please, Gordon? Let's get a rumor thing started.
Don't tweet it as fact, though. Tweet it as rumor, because everything on Twitter is basically rumor.
Right, but I think even facts on rumor people accept with a grain of salt.
But don't you get the whole crying wolf thing with that? Because everything is out there, and there's, okay, as reported on Twitter, this is going on, and it's like, okay, I'm kind of the notion of I want to know when it happens, because all this other rumor stuff just kind of it's minutia. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you can get led down
because you can just throw anything out. If you have a Twitter account, you can say anything.
Or, you can.
Cliff Lee is about to. He got an 8-year deal from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, but you have to watch it.
It's going
to
be reported.
It depends on who you are. If you are a reporter from a respected media source, you don't report things as fact that are just rumor. You always have to press it,
but don't you have
preface it with, hey, this is
But don't
is
you
weird.
Have a little more freedom on Twitter since it's not, per se, official?
Yeah, on Twitter, the lines blur a little
right.
bit.
It is blurred, but I'm saying that if you're a reporter, like Mike, if you go on there and you say, hey, this is breaking news, I've just learned that Cliff Lee is going to so-and-so, then I think that you better make darn sure that yours is not just rumor.
Yes. Before I do something like that, number one, I'm going to make sure it's right. And number two, I will tell everybody that this is not rumor, this is fact.
Right.
But
if it's a rumor, you would just put rumor in front of it, and you would put it on your Twitter.
Yeah, or, you know, I just might go ahead and or say I heard somewhere, or, you know, I might retweet something that I found from I saw from somebody else. But a lot of people work on the assumption or with it understood that, you know, it's on Twitter. That means it may be happening. It may not be, you know, maybe it is, maybe it's not. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
there's a lower bar on Twitter.
Yeah, there's a lower bar on Twitter. And for our purposes, I think it's okay to run with just about anything you see on Twitter as long as you make that known. Mm-hmm. This is something you saw. It may or may not be happening.
Oh, you know? But you think that's cool? Even though it may be so far-fetched, and you're almost staking your reputation of just saying it's on Twitter.
You have to use a little bit of a regulator, and if it seems, you know, really, really far-fetched and really crazy, don't do it.
Yeah, boy, I just wouldn't trust a thing that I saw on Twitter.
But most of the stuff that's coming out from these winter meetings is plausible.
Hey, look how valuable Twitter was during the Rangers sale.
Yeah.
I mean, that was your source. That's where you got things. That was the most efficient method for those reporters who were on the inside to get their information out. Yeah. And it was great.
Anthony Andro made a name for himself with Twitter. During that thing.
We talk about this on the show all the time. It's just that need, that thing to be first. And I think that's a little absurd. Just, I'd rather get it right than be first.
Well,
and
that,
just,
you know,
to throw out the rumors just so I can have my voice out there and say I was first, I think that's a little risky.
The pressure to get it first has never been higher. And it is taking the place of the first to be right is second place to the first to have the story.
Right. And
don't you like it when we have breaking sports news first?
But I think you would like to get it right. Yeah, I think you go through
There isn't time to get things right anymore. There isn't, hey, we hear this and everything. We're going to take 2 weeks here to make sure we got every detail of this right. There's none of that anymore.
Sometimes I wish you would have to, like, pay a fine or something for reporting something you know is false, but just to get it out there, and it winds up not being true.
The thing is, the consumer is more forgiving if you get it wrong, I think. I think that, hey, someone goes with something, they get it wrong, and...
Do you think people are more... They remember more of you getting it right or getting it first? Which one you think is the more prominent one?
Breaking news.
First?
Yeah. We have just learned that Michael Jackson is dead at 50.
Well, how about that?
We're getting that story a little late right now.
But I think I heard it a long time before now.
You know, I hear a lot of people bag on Twitter. A lot of people sing the praises of Twitter. But Twitter is... Like anything else, it's a tool, and it's only as good as you use it. And you can use it poorly, and it's annoying when people just tweet stupid, just drab, just endless minutiae.
That's about 85% of it, right?
Well, you know what? That's why you got to limit your following.
You know, whoever you're following. Breakfast.
If you're following 1,500...
Egg whites and asparagus, my favorite.
If you're following 1,500 people, how do you sift through that every time you sit down to your Twitter account?
I mean, how many do you follow?
Not very many. I don't even know how many I follow. I would estimate, I guess you can look it up somehow, but I would estimate 30 to 30 people maybe. And that's too many.
How many do you follow, Mike?
I've got 53.
Okay.
Bob, that I follow here.
How many do you follow?
How many I follow? Me?
Yeah.
505, I think.
Oh, my God. How do you keep up with that? I mean, how when you sit down at your Twitter, do you not just screw all that? I'm scrolling right through it.
Yeah, and you do. And that, there's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Mike, I'm following 53 as well.
All right.
How wild is that?
There's nothing wrong with just letting it all go and not keep up. But when you do want to keep up, I've got 50 different sports going. I got my English soccer dudes. I got my NHL guys. And, you know, it's just how you follow.
And I guess you count on those that you follow to be selective. And not be over-tweeters.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've unfollowed, I think, a couple over-tweeters.
It's fun to weed out the people that totally aren't keeping their end of the bargain. It's fun to get to weed them out.
Now, one of those I follow is TC, so maybe I should rethink that.
Have you guys talked about all the TC controversy?
And you don't follow me.
What's the TC controversy?
Just how... Many of the ticket team who feel like they're further up the ladder than TC, which I think is, everyone up here.
Now, come on.
I think everyone up here perceives himself further up the ladder than TC. Is that not a fair statement?
Well, I don't, first of all.
Well, you know it. You don't think it, Gordon.
Oh.
Okay, well, those who aren't quite morning drive material, they are extremely bitter that TC has more followers than they do.
So people are actually measuring their worth now on how many followers they have.
Yes, ask Ty Walker or Killer or maybe even Mike. Mike, are you bothered by this, Mr. Soroy?
I've just gotten into Twitter. I only have like 300 people following me, so I'm pathetic.
Muses laugh.
See, now you're doing Muses it, Mike.
Laugh.
I just started like a week ago, and it does bother me a little bit now.
Why does that bother you?
How many does TC have?
I don't know.
Like 1,500?
Gordon, how many are following you?
I don't know. Right, like check.
He's got
I know
like 12, 15,000.
First, he's got to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, 15, 30.
I don't
hold
know. On,
then
he opens
it.
Up his shirt with the number on a
everybody,
t-shirt.
Yeah, I got it tattooed. I have to change the tattoo every week.
I didn't know. What are followers? What? I have followers?
Twitter.com.
What is this following you're talking about?
Mike, how many?
15,000, Gordon. I got it.
How many followers do you have, Mike?
15,304.
Today, we are sitting at a cool 6,217.
Now, what is it? Now, I'm also seeing another stat beside me that says listed, 411. We don't know what that means.
I really don't know what that means. I think people can have, like, subfolders of people they follow.
Oh,
like
that.
They have a,
I'm starting to glaze.
Like, they have a ticket list of just people that work at the ticket that they follow, for instance.
Tweet groups.
You know?
Tweet groups?
Yeah, how many followers do you have, little tweet groups? You're killing TC, right?
Yeah. Believe 60 or 6,000 something.
So I'm the only one in this group right now that's not on Twitter.
Yeah.
But you're on Facebook.
And you know what?
I'm on Facebook.
You're not really missing too much.
I didn't think so because I wouldn't know what to say. Oh, just fought it.
Look, I was on it. I was on it a long time before.
That's Twitter.
I started to figure out how to use it or before I actually did anything with it, you know? And now that I do, it's a very handy tool. Especially when there's something I'm really interested in going on a long way from here, like the winter meetings. But as far as anything else, yeah.
I mean,
you're not that much worse for the wear.
Really?
Not
okay.
What's kind of a cool use of Twitter, I think we had this in the Rangers in the playoffs and also in the World Series, it was kind of interesting when you'd have like all three of the on-air guys who were like at the game and you were following their observations.
Absolutely.
That you wouldn't get otherwise. They're tweeting, hey, the fans out here in San Francisco are crazy, or hey, the fans in New York, we just heard this.
Yeah, that
or
is
we just saw
cool.
this.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Young was just right in front of us and he'd whatever. That stuff's really neat.
I got to go for the ticket. I was at the Colts game this weekend and Dez Bryant busted his ankle and they went to commercial. And I was tweeting, I'm like, dude, two guys carrying him off, put him on a cart. If I was sitting at home reading that, I'd find that somewhat interesting.
Yes, yes. Then it's useful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guessed that he had a wiener injury.
No, that was somebody else.
I think it's pretty cool with a live event, whether it is the Rangers court thing or a World Series game. It's just like a big chat room for everyone to just kind of hop in there and do their thing. Now, if you're not into it at all, it'd probably beat you down to have 50 tweets from me during a World Series game, but unfollow. That's fine.
Yeah, Bob borders on that over-tweeting stuff.
I think my quality backs up the quantity.
My quality.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ron. I have never tweeted that I'm going to get a milkshake.
Put that in your penis tube.
No, that's abuse of Twitter.
Okay. All right, so I guess quality wins in the end again, doesn't it?
Well, right. Don't you think that there are people that tweet that they just had a great run and that's abuse?
Sure.
Don't do that. You just went on a great bike ride, and it's a beautiful day.
All right, so
don't
now not only is there the talk of his quality, but he's admonishing everybody else for what they do on Twitter.
So arrogant.
Yeah.
Well, hey, someone's got
just got back from Rivershaw. Got onion crotch. Hidden in a ticket. That's quality tweet. Lock it.
In Dan Bennett voice?
Who's Dan Bennett?
You know what you're doing. You even have that look on your face.
I don't know who Dan Bennett is.
Okay.
I don't either.
All right.